This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, guys.
Live from Barbara Gray's
Ford. Live from my Ford Focus. It's lady-to-lady road trip.
Woo! To Pasadena, California.
Just for the record, this is Barbara Gray's Focus, and I am sitting next to an empty cat holder.
An empty cat carrier that I got from, well, I guess dog, whatever.
Yeah, it's my old dog carrier.
Carrier that I was getting rid of in the roommates, the big roommate switch of 2017.
Right.
Because I was just getting rid of a bunch of shit. But it's been living in my car because I meant to take it to Goodwill. And then I saw a cat yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the kitty.
And I was like, fuck, this might be a good thing to just have in my car.
I like it. I think that's just good planning.
Yeah, it's a good rescue situation to have just
but
on the go.
It does look, someone said it looks like there's just an escaped animal.
Which I also would believe.
Yeah,
totally. Well, the front of it is all like redone up because my dog Jack likes to chew it up on airplanes and stuff. So it's been like
right. So it's like, it's not actually very effective because no. I tried to carry my cat in it and he's gotten out.
It's a holy cat.
Yeah, if Jack can get out of it, cats can definitely get out of it.
I feel like, I mean, God, what do you guys think the average time between when you put shit in your car to go to Goodwill and when you actually to Goodwill
boy
months. It's if it's in the trunk, I mean, that shit's not gonna see Goodwill for quite a long
I think
time.
I purposely have a hatchback so that isn't as much of a problem
right,
for me.
Right, because you have to.
Yeah, because your trunk is like, if you don't see it all the time.
Yeah,
then...
I'm not faced. I don't have to confront it.
Yeah.
No, that's what I want in a trunk, is just being able to hide my problems.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right, right.
For sure.
Should we say what we're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. We're going to go get an Impossible Burger.
Yeah, we want to try the Impossible, the plant protein's supposed to be, taste like a burger.
Yeah.
We just wanted to try something different for an episode, so.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a summer night.
Yeah.
So we're feeling
it's a nice night. We're all hanging out, and we're like, let's go try this thing.
Yeah.
We're recording in the car on the way there, mm-hmm. and then hopefully we'll see if Umami Burger's as chill as Sizzler is.
Yeah.
For bringing in a bunch of people to record.
Yeah, I feel like Sizzler, it's hard to beat Sizzler in terms of reception to a podcast.
And we don't have French, you know.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he brings in that star power, so they just let us do whatever we want.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So it's not really a date night. Right?
No.
We're not really competing
but
with,
live in L.A. It's unconventional
well,
date
yeah,
night.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's always date night in L.A.
Yeah, that is true.
That'd be a good
that's
musical.
True.
It's always date night in L.A.
It's always date night. Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
And Thursday, it's happy hour in Hollywood.
me and Tess are going again. To see Hamilton tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
And we're banking podcasts right now, so this is going to come out at a weird time. And then we'll be talking about it in 3 months. I don't really know.
Hamilton will
work.
Still be running when this comes out, though.
Yeah.
Hamilton will be running when we're dead.
It
just surpassed Rent as the highest selling. As the highest selling music of all time.
Oh,
and Lin-Manuel, as he does, being the nerdiest person alive,
uh-huh.
responded to questions. He was like, I will only respond to questions with Rent lyrics today.
Oh my God.
He's just a man after my own high school heart.
He's really just leaning into it. 100%. 20,000.
We're like, how long did it take you to write the musical? And he's just like, 9,000.
525,000, 600 minutes. Yeah. Actually, I'm so sad that I didn't see that because I could have rocked that challenge.
Yeah, it was just made me be like, oh, I definitely know every single lyric.
To Rent and Hamilton at this point.
Yeah.
I threw a dog out a window and I'm still a hero. That's my favorite song of Rent.
My Akita Evita?
Yeah, it's my favorite song.
Yeah,
I would probably ask Lynn if he would light my candle.
Right.
Oh, is that an innuendo?
You'd be cheating.
Yeah, Brenda, you saw Rent.
I do.
I don't trust.
Did I? I saw Low Rent.
You saw Low Rent.
Yeah. She did not see Rent. Yeah. She saw Lease.
Rent out of control.
Yeah, exactly. I saw.
But yeah, we're gonna see that tomorrow. It'll be fun. Get to be fancy for a night. That's what I am excited to
That'll
have.
Be good.
Friend date night.
What are you guys wearing?
I got a $15 dress at H&M.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
That shows my cleavage in like a way that I like.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But I also can't figure out how to get into it, so Tess might have to help me.
That's fine. That's where we're doing dinner at your house. So right. Take care of these things.
Yeah, aww. It's a wrap dress. You know how those strings always get really confusing? I don't really know.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've had wrap dresses for years only to learn that I've been wrapping on the wrong side.
Yeah, truly. Well, because it's always also like... I feel like I'm always afraid that it's going to open or I will have done it wrong and then half of my body is out.
You're gambling with a lot.
You are gambling hardcore with them. Yeah.
I feel like no matter which way you do a wrap dress, there's a split up like an unseemly area.
And it's always in a place that you can't eye check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I have several wrap dresses that I've gotten rid of where this it's like in the back and to the right. And I'm like, well, I can't see that. I can't see that my leg is out.
Yeah. You wear a wrap dress, you're committing to being okay to your ass hanging out.
Yeah, you're, like, setting me up to fail wrap dress.
But I hope it goes well for you, Barbara, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried it on and I thought it was okay, so hopefully it can happen again.
I have faith. I'm going to wear my high-waisty floral pants, I think.
Ooh. Those are always great.
With a possible... I need to figure out the top, but some kind of black top.
Yeah, but we're going to have dinner, get martinis. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Have a real...
It's going to be so, I mean, God, Hamilton, we've been planning for this for years.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. And also, depending on how it goes after, I want to get fucked up in Hollywood.
I don't see why we shouldn't get fucked up in Hollywood.
Because there's really no excuse, no reason to ever do it.
We're going
to
live there, right?
Yeah. So if we have a reason.
You know, I don't see why we shouldn't just have a fucking night.
I'm ready.
Well, I hope this guy is there. The last time I was at the Pantages, there was a guy playing the trumpet outside who was holding down the first and third key, and then into the trumpet was just going, doot, 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 doot. He just,
lazy.
Like, wasn't playing it. He was just mouthing it.
Wow.
It made me laugh quite a bit.
Oh, so he was, like, doing, like, a Louis Armstrong impression?
Yeah, but, like, with his voice in the trumpet. It was like, doot, 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 doot.
Do I say it right here?
Yeah, you're right.
Go over the bridge.
We're on the Colorado Street Bridge.
You might know this bridge as being featured in La La Land.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? When they driving? When they driving?
When they driving. It's when they go on that romantic walk. Oh, no, we led you the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, I am the wrong.
We're now on the way to the Rose Bowl.
I should have stayed on the left.
Yeah,
oh, well.
You should stay
it's
the left.
Fine.
You're fine.
We just get lost.
We're gonna go to the Rose Bowl. This is my running spot.
Take a right on West Holly Street.
Okay.
Up here in a quarter mile.
This is where I jogged.
Oh, sorry, I forgot I have a headlight out, so it's really dark.
Oh my God, Barbara.
Oh shit, I've gotta get that fixed. I'm driving up to the bay this weekend.
You definitely do.
Go into Pet Boys.
Yeah.
They'll take care of you.
Yeah, and they'll fix it for you too.
Sure.
Yeah. If you ask
Excuse me, which one of you? Pet boys?
Fellas. That is one of my favorite things about being a girl, to be honest. Is being able to go into Pet Boys. Mm-hmm. Because to just be able to go into Pet Boys and have... They will take care of it for you if you're a girl.
Yeah. And AutoZone, too.
AutoZone. Yeah, all the zones.
The zones and the peps.
Yeah. A pep talk in the AutoZone.
You can turn right in a quarter mile on Orange Grove Boulevard. Okay.
It is weird driving with a headset on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're wearing our headsets.
Oh,
yeah.
Driving a stick shift. No big deal.
Is here, Barbara, changing gears.
You have a headlight out and a headset on.
Got a headlight out. Jacob Dylan had it right.
This is my favorite Beck song. Three headsets and one headlight.
Three podcasters and a microphone. Did you guys used to call a headlight it's out spadiddles?
A padiddle.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
A padiddle.
A padiddle.
What do you mean? It's called. That's what it's called.
Yeah. When you see one headlight out, you go padiddle,
and you hit the roof. Someone.
I've never played this game.
Oh, we always hit the roof
of
a
car.
Bug.
This is like the bug game.
We did punch buggy and then padiddle. You had to touch the roof.
Oh.
Take a left here on Colorado.
The only thing I know about punching roofs is is going through a
red light,
yellow light. Yeah, red light, yellow light.
Yeah. You don't kiss
the sky.
You kiss the sky. I do both.
Will I kiss the sky?
Just look at the moon. Look at the moon.
Oh, yeah, we got a real full moon.
The moon's been fucking nuts. Whoa. I was in the parking lot of Michael's yesterday getting slime supplies.
Oh, my God. Barbara. You were on the next level.
Do you have a Michael's card yet? Have you got? No, you got to sign up. Get those
deals.
I've
never gone there for supplies before, but I was just nearby.
Uh-huh. I just love Michael's.
And I was like, by the way, various listeners have asked me for slime recipes and sent pictures of them.
Yeah. No, I know. You're not alone.
They're having fun. They're, we're all having a good time. Yeah. Anyway.
It's harmless.
I was getting slime supplies and there were three grown women that started howling at the moon after coming. They were.
What are you saying?
I was walking, and this is like a full on anything you could need. Ross Dress for Less, oh, TJ Maxx.
Oh, Glendale.
Glendale, yeah. TJ Maxx.
We know that shop.
Cost Plus World Market.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were walking from either Ross or Cost Plus, and they all stopped and looked at the moon and started howling.
That's amazing.
Oh, fuck.
Were they like witchy?
They seemed so free. No, they were all like office worker.
Whoa!
So they're like in like a pantsuit howling at the moon?
Yeah.
What
damn.
What time of night was it? Was it like this? Like
it
a...
was like the, it was like 8 o'clock.
Wow. And they just spontaneously howled at the moon?
Yeah. They were like, whoa, look at that moon. Ow!
I kind of like it.
It was awesome.
That makes me pretty happy,
It was
actually.
Like, you guys are having fun.
Yeah. I feel like post-election, a lot of women have been leaning into their inner witches, which feels pretty good.
My sister and I were just cackling about this the other night. Yeah. We're just going full witch. Like, she saw some news story about how there was an evening news story somewhere on the East Coast about how the witches are on the rise.
Yeah.
Yes. But the one thing I don't like about it is that, of course, like anything else, getting branded now.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like people being like, look, like, shop my witch shop. And you're like, no, this is not.
No, witches like fucking find their own bark.
I will shop at a witch shop.
It's kind of a depressing moment to bring up. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'm going to.
That's fine.
It's about the election. I'm sorry. Okay. But I forgot that we tried to cast a spell on election night.
Oh.
You did. I always talk about
that. I have a joke about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, yeah. I
completely forgot about it. Till I was like, oh, my God. We all held hands in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I honestly at that point thought there was like a chance that it might work.
I mean, we were obviously like.
I mean, I grabbed rocks from the side of your street and put them in my bra. Just
I love
like,
that
sure.
joke. I forgot that was about. I think I like. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, that's about your night.
Spell. I mean, that's the thing. We're just like you said. We're witches, and what are you gonna do about it?
So it's over there. So parking wherever you can.
Okay.
We're going to Umami
So we're in Old Town Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is.
It's
for those of you who haven't been, it's
it really has anything you could want.
Here's the thing. Yes. Old Town Pasadena is where you put your parents in LA.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah. This very is
there's like a
Sean's mom always talks about how she could move to Pasadena.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like really where like there's a container store that's walkable. And
this is where you come to see and be seen.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much hot yoga.
Yeah, no, there really is.
World restaurants.
How do you feel about Banana Republic? You'll love Pasadena.
Also, just a Steinway piano gallery.
Of Pasadena we are at. Steinway piano gallery.
It's funny because there's a Pasadena, Maryland, which is the opposite of this place. It's on the water and it's super rednecky. Like at Christmas, everyone in Pasadena, Maryland does their lights up with purple and orange for the Ravens and the Orioles. Like they are like
nice.
Hard. We got a yellow zone.
Oh.
Sorry, everybody. Okay, making a big move here.
Are you going to park here?
Yeah.
You can park in yellow zone?
Yes.
That's a big debate.
You guys don't know that you can park after 6 p.m. in yellow zone.
I hear it from people like you.
But no, I know it in L.A.
I never get tickets.
I know it in L.A. I know that you can't do it in West Hollywood.
Really?
I didn't know the Pasadena rules.
You can do it in West Hollywood.
You can get towed for that.
I always park in yellow. I've never done
that.
Oh, man.
Anything. Okay. All right.
Wait, let's look at the
My question is, who makes the yellow rules? Is it the state? Is it the city?
I don't know.
Because, everyone's always like, you can park in the yellow, but I just don't trust it because I've never seen it codified anywhere. This man crushes.
Yeah. Very sad man.
But he's like walking.
He's very dressed up.
Yeah. Very dignified.
He's very slow.
Yeah.
Pasadena, yellow curve.
He looks like he should be in better shape.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that he's looking at us, but I keep forgetting that we're all wearing headsets.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep forgetting about that as we.
Oh yeah.
Inside. Okay.
Just kidding.
What do we got here? This is very exciting for the.
Yeah,
it's
guys.
Hard to find answers about the yellow zone.
Pasadena. Yep.
It's good.
It's good. 6 a.m. through 6 p.m. is when it's
really
active.
Oh, so after 6 p.m. it's good here.
So it is city by city.
It is city by city. West Hollywood Monday through Saturday 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. So usually most. Oh, yeah, that's the same as L.A., though.
Okay. All right. I remember being told, maybe it's, well, and that includes learning all the science.
Well, yeah. Okay, that's going to end this exciting first.
Okay, we'll be right back.
We're going to go get this burger.
Hey guys, we're in Umami right now.
In the Umami, in Pasadena.
Yeah.
We've ordered our beverages.
It's bright white in here.
Yeah.
It's very different from the one that I'm used to.
Yeah. What's your home
I feel
Umami?
Very exposed. There's one just down the street from me on Sunset.
Oh, yes,
so.
That's a good one.
That's the one I've been to the most. Yeah. Although the last time I was there, I vomited.
Oh, you don't vomit very often either.
I don't. That's the last time I vomited. Because I got a burger that they snuck an egg on top of, and the egg wasn't done enough. You know what I mean?
That sounds awesome.
You're an egg weird
It was
person.
Too. Yeah. It was too undone. It was like the top was really watery.
I can do my egg pretty watery. Especially on a burger.
It really
So it made you sick. Just the thought of... You didn't get sick from the food, but the thought of it
I ate like half of it, and then I couldn't handle it anymore. And then I went into the bathroom, quietly just puked, and then came back.
Shit.
And then stopped eating. I ate my tots. I couldn't do it. That's the last time I puked. And before that, it had been maybe like 3 years.
All right, hopefully this is better.
This will definitely be better. They're not putting an egg
on Umami, so they give us pickles. Umami's supposed to be the seventh sense on your tongue.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know, say hello to the fifth taste. Beyond the basic sweet, sour.
Seventh? I don't know how many tastes we have.
It's fifth. Fifth taste. Beyond the basic sweet, sour, salty, and bitter taste.
Seven makes sense.
Yeah.
Umami makes food craveable and delicious.
Mm.
Which, this is bullshit, right?
I mean, I do think there's... It has
I know
unique,
what they're talking about, yeah.
It does have a unique flavor that I've never tasted.
Mm-hmm. I don't know really quite what box to put it in.
I think the egg fucked me up last time.
The only time you've had Umami?
No, I've had it before. Here's my thing. Usually, I don't like Umami because their burgers are very expensive and they don't come immediately with a side. And I think... I believe
that has nothing
in my,
to do with the flavor.
No, I understand that. But I believe in my heart of hearts that a burger should not be served a la carte. I believe that a burger should come with a side automatically.
It should always come with fries.
Always come with fries. You can substitute a salad if you want, but I don't think...
A side.
Yes, it should always come with a side. So I've, like, out of the gate, always kind of resented this place a little bit.
What sides are we looking at tonight, ladies?
Cheesy tots.
I mean, I like their thin fries. I'm going to go classic thin fries.
Oh, those both sound good.
It's like the best version of McDonald's.
Is that what I want? I think I want thin fries, too.
Yeah.
Can I trade you some sweet tots for a fries?
For sure.
Let's do.
Should I get something different?
Sweet potato fries and.
Oh,
okay. Great. Perfect.
A fry smorgasbord.
Perfect. We're going to do a fry smorgasbord, and then we're each going to get our own impossible burger.
Yeah.
Throwing down at Umami.
I know. I'm excited about this. Our waiter is on to us.
Yes. He immediately
came up
and asked what the fuck we were doing.
I think he might be fun. He seems like he's going to be fun.
I think. Yeah, we didn't get the intro in, but we'll see how he's doing later on.
Do I think he's an actor?
For sure.
I don't know if I got that vibe quite.
No?
He's
I think improv,
art.
Maybe.
He's some kind of art something.
Yeah, he's got a ponytail and glasses.
Yeah.
He has glasses.
And like an unkempt beard. It's like beardy, but like kind of like stubbly under, like on the neck into a beard, but not a neck beard.
Neck beard.
Red beard.
That was Sean's first foray into comedy, is he grew a beard only on his neck and then put out a rap video called Neck Beard.
No.
Yeah, I have pictures of neckbeard.
How old?
That's
15, I think. 15 or 16.
Did he, like, coin the phrase neckbeard? Man.
I don't know if he coined it or just capitalized on it.
We know so many people with secret rap pasts.
Seriously, we really do.
Like, my old roommate, Adam, had a secret rap CD.
Wait.
Shit.
Yes, Adam. So we know a lot of white guys with secret rap pasts.
Eminem.
Yeah, he really influenced a lot.
He really did. Everyone wanted to be 8 Mile real bad for a minute. I remember seeing Eminem played HFS was a radio alternative radio station growing up, and they did the HF Festival every year, and Eminem headlined HF Festival my senior year of high school, and it was crazy because it was a stadium full of people, and they were all down on like the grounds. There was like thousands of people there, and they were crushing girls in the front row. And Eminem,
thank you so much.
And Eminem was like, everybody on the count of three, take a step back. And I was up in the stands. I got to watch all these people just like step. Like thousands of people move at once. It was great. Thank you.
Are you guys ready to order?
We're ready.
Yeah.
What's your name, by the way?
Matthew.
Matthew's our waiter. Yay.
Okay. So we're each going to get the Impossible Burger.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, with it as it comes? How does it come?
Just no onions on mine.
I will get no tomato.
No tomato?
Yeah.
Is the house spread like mayonnaise? Is it good? Okay, I'll do it. As
burger
covers.
Spread. Come yeah, on, in yeah. and out.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay. I'm good with
one no onion, one no tomato, one no.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then can we also get an order of skinny fries,
yep.
Sweet potato fries, and tots?
Yeah, cheesy tots.
Did you want any of those first, or just everything
together? I think everything together. Is
everything
good.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of? Are there any like good sauces for that that we should be? What kind of? What's your sauce
for the
selection?
Fries?
Yeah, for all the fries.
What kind of what?
Your sauces. Fries. Could you do one of each, please?
Good call.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Well, should we keep going or should we wait till we get the food?
I mean, we can hang out.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how this works. We haven't done this this way before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Sizzler. We were
well,
just
we
there.
Well, you already order up top, and
buffet.
So you're just like, you have, well, we said the ins and outs, people yeah. get coming and going.
Yeah.
David's going to have a little bit of editing to do. Future episode, David is going to be a guest on the podcast soon, you guys. It's exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have David on because mm-hmm. he's moving on as
yeah.
our producer.
Yeah, we're losing David because he's got a really great job now, which is awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, just, for great reasons. He's yeah, yeah. he's gotten super busy with a full-time job, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still going to help us with live shows and stuff. And we'll be getting someone new in there. So you're going to be hearing someone new playing
the theme
giggling
songs. And,
you're going to get some more theme songs and stuff back and yeah. dumb noises. So that's
that is exciting. Something yeah. to look forward to. To fam.
Yeah, for
some
sure.
dumb noises for
yeah.
fam.
I'll be good. Oh man. What did you guys get? What are you dealing with over here drink wise?
I got an IPA, which is my go to beer.
Mm-hmm.
I got an iced tea because I've been drinking a lot of beer lately and it's definitely I'm getting the beer guts coming back, so mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I gotta cut back.
Iced tea's a diuretic. Slimming.
Yeah. Slimming, you know, that's what I hear. And I've completely not been working out in any way, shape, or form. So,
see, working out makes me want beer, and I work out all the time, so I always want beer. So I think they just cancel. Oh, we know the test
they
formula.
Yeah, they
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. yeah, working out is your water sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we
yeah.
also just ordered three things of tater tots. So what am I like kidding myself?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's all fine. Anyway, this tea will help.
I've got an Abita root beer. It's from Louisiana. It's got cane sugar in it. Yeah.
Do we know if cane sugar is any better?
No. It doesn't.
It's probably less processed, sugar. Maybe.
Maybe. Whatever that means.
I don't know. This has 45 grams of it in it, though.
Hell so yeah, girl.
I'm
can I try
be,
a sip of that?
Yeah, yeah, I
can.
That's a night.
I'm going to be bouncing up
everybody
walls.
Put, yeah, we have a project ready
well,
for
that's delicious.
And try a sip, Babs.
Yeah.
You know, I actually think ever since we tried to quit sugar like 2 years ago, my sugar intake has been through the roof.
Really?
I mean,
that's all it took.
Because you can't deny Tess anything.
Exactly. I can trace it back to that moment, and I have been out of control. I mean, I eat probably 3 times more sugar than the average person.
Like, what's yeah. a day like? What are you going through?
I mean,
gummy bear package?
Sure. Yesterday, I ate half of a pack of Oreos. Today, I finished them.
Damn.
That yeah, is a
wait,
lot.
Like yeah. Like a wow. Like yeah. not a sleeve, like a pack?
A pack.
Like a three-lane pack.
And frankly, as soon as I did it, I was like, I want more sugar.
Of course you want all of it.
Yeah. I'm never sated with sugar. I wow. love it.
Yeah.
It's yeah. so refreshing.
It really, yeah.
I will say that our friend Jessica said that genius idea of having the Oreo sample pack.
Yeah.
Truly.
I don't know why that doesn't
yeah,
exist.
Yeah. The ones that I got mm-hmm. were apple pie.
Oh.
I was at the grocery store. I was a little stoned, waiting in the checkout line. I was like, I'm not getting the apple pie Oreos. Yeah. And in my head, I was like, well, I'm going to try a couple. This is how it went. I was in line getting, uh-huh. like, healthy stuff. And then I was like, okay, apple pie Oreos. And I was like, all right, it's $3. Try a couple. Throw the rest away.
Yeah.
What, you lose $3? No big deal.
Who does yeah. that? Nobody
here's,
does
here's
that.
The thing. This is why Oreo hasn't done the sample pack. Because they know people are just
exactly.
going to do that for every
exactly.
single one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
exactly.
know.
They know.
Yeah. Because yeah. then that switched to, like, try a couple. Let Sean eat the rest. So I left the Sean bait on the table, and he's like, ooh, Oreos. And I was like, yeah. And then he goes, oh, I ate like shit at work today. And then he ate one and left me alone.
This motherfucker.
So then this morning it was on. I was like, just get it over, bitch. Just get it over with. And I just killed the rest of them. And it felt, you know.
That's what's yeah. scary about having new roommates move in. Because I'm like, oh, what kind of stuff are you going to put in my temptation zone
oh,
that
boy.
I'm going to have to deal with all the
yeah.
time?
It's like having a break room in your house.
It is. And I,
truly.
I'm so, if it is, I'm out of sight, out of mind. If it's not there in front
Same.
Of my face, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But if I open the fridge and it's like fucking staring at me, I'm going to eat it. You know?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same way. Yeah,
yeah.
I just can't have
Luckily,
that shit in the
does,
house.
Luckily, it seems like it's pretty safe so far.
Yeah, you gotta help. You can seem pretty healthy, probably, right?
Yeah. Well, Hopefully. I mean, we'll see. It's
healthy, or at least maybe at least not someone who buys a lot of groceries.
That's not a lot of junk food. That's the
yeah.
stuff that really gets me.
Yeah.
I can stay away from a lot of stuff, but if there's cookies or like you know, Jesus. Doritos or something in front of my face.
Well, I think it's the inevitability of it. It's like, no one else is coming to eat this. I'm going to be the one to finish it. So let's just get it done.
Truly. Well, and it's like, when I was a kid, my mom was like a secret eater all the time when I was a kid. And like, so if she bought cookies, we knew we had to eat them because they would be gone before the next day.
Right.
So it was also like, to me, I'm always like, well, if I don't eat them now, then they're going to be gone. And then I didn't get any of them. And it like really is like a crazy cycle that I like try to break in my head of like, no, I'm the one that bought them. No one else is going to eat them.
They're there.
Yeah. No.
Both sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Well, I love how we also were like, and also you could go get more.
I know.
We're adults who have control over.
That's the thing. I spent $3 on this. And I was like, well, I can't waste a dollar throwing 10 of these away. Yeah. But once they're in my possession.
No, you got to eat all of them.
They're fucking delicious.
I will say there's no sugar in the drink I'm drinking, and it's horrible.
Yeah, see? I bet there's sugar in this beer.
For sure.
It has no alcohol and has no sugar. It's pointless.
Yeah.
Pointless liquid I'm putting inside.
You're drinking water that makes you poop. That's what you're drinking.
Yeah. Which is coffee, I guess, too.
So, Impossible Burger, what are our expectations here? So, it's supposed to taste like meat, which is weird.
The consistency is supposed to be the same,
I'm a little nervous about the consistency.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised when we looked at the menu that it's a double-decker burger.
Yeah.
That's a lot
of fake meat.
And I don't like a lot.
Lots to put your mouth around.
What's your meat memory? Like, what is your memory of meat?
I remember hating it.
Yeah.
I remember being really fleshy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fat.
Do you remember what the last thing it was?
The last thing I ate was a fillet of fish at McDonald's. I had already been a vegetarian for like 3 weeks, and I was at McDonald's after school with my friends, and I wanted to get food with them.
Yeah.
Then the last meal I ever, that was how I went out. Fillet of fish at McDonald's.
Yeah. If it makes you feel better, it might not have been meat.
Right. You know what I mean? That was kind of how I justified it to myself at the time.
Yeah, I feel like that would, like, McDonald's meat is, like, basically 3D printed.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I'm looking up what is the Impossible Burger. I forget what is in this.
We know it's, like, beets because it's supposed to be, like, bloody or something.
Yeah.
It's I wonder if it comes cooked at a temperature, like, it's supposed to be, like, medium or if it's well done.
Yeah, he didn't ask us a meat temperature. They probably have, like, a specific way it's done.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I wonder if you could specify.
That say that.
Yeah,
I mean, to be honest, I feel like the beet blood is a little unnecessary. Like, who's that for? Because it's kind of
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want that in a regular thing.
Let's see.
Do you like a messy egg, though? Because I like when eggs are messy.
Halfway. Not completely. I was hungover the other day and got some and was like, this was not a good idea.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. I can't do them. Every once in a while, I can eat eggs.
I like an over medium, so. You
know. Over medium is my preferred, but every once in a while, I like toast with over easy.
It's got to be scrambled. I can't do any of the overs.
Oh, yeah?
Any of the overs puts me under.
What about hard-boiled? Okay.
I like a hard-boiled egg. I like the yolks in them, though.
I kind of have so Jamie Loftus, who was on the show, who we all know is a super big weirdo after listening to her on the show.
Yeah.
I did one of her, some weird daddy pageant that she had at Nerd Melt, where we were all like choosing a dad. I don't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the guys was trying to prove that he was a good daddy and brought a hard-boiled egg with him in like a Tupperware. It smelled horrible.
Ew.
And I dared him to eat it.
Ooh.
And he ate it.
Ooh.
And now I always think of that.
Now I'm always going to think of that.
You didn't smell it, so trust me.
Oh, I can imagine, though. Smelled Splash Mountain at Disneyland, though, and that smells like hard-boiled eggs. But,
a little couple helping each other in the car. Okay, sorry.
They're really sweet. Couples.
They're sweet.
Well, one of them's wearing a huge crucifix necklace.
At least it isn't matching. It'd be weird if they had matching crucifixes on.
I don't know. I didn't see if he was wearing one.
Yeah, that's true.
When I got my first communion, a bunch of people sent me rosaries, and I mistakenly thought they were like necklaces you were supposed to wear to school. Yeah. I mean, this was like,
they're like beaded necklaces.
Madonna did that a lot.
Madonna did it. Yeah. Found out the hard way. Because we're not for...
What happened?
Not really the hard way. My mom just told me it looks stupid.
I found out the hard way. I'm going to hell.
Tess got the stigmata.
Yeah.
My wrists open up and started spewing blood in the middle of the map.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, cool.
I also tried to use my mom's roach clip as a barrette once.
Oh my God. I've never...
Why isn't that a thing? It feels like that should be like a double duty accessory that exists, right?
It needs to be.
Yeah.
It needs to be.
There's,
I mean,
an Etsy shop.
Roach are kind of the past, right?
That's true. I guess roaches are just of the past.
Yeah. It holds the end of like a tiny joint.
Of a joint, right?
Yeah. But now, like, joints are kind of out of favor. Yeah, they're basically tweezers.
Okay.
But a lot of times you'll get a pre-roll, which has like a little built-in filter.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely times where I could use a roach clip. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But it just seems like a lot to have as an accessory. You know, it would be great as a pocket knife, and that's one of the things on the pocket knife.
Mm,
but pocket knife, I feel like I always have to give up on because you have to give them up when you travel. And it's like, we travel so much that I'm never going to carry a pocket knife consistently.
Me too. I know. You have it's an exercise in letting go.
Do you guys carry any, like, mace or anything?
I have mace, but I don't carry it.
Oh, yeah. It's coming. Here we go.
Oh boy. Oh, boy. No onion is me.
I'm no tomato.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, this is exciting.
What kind of cheese? What kind of cheese is this?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's American cheese. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Got our stuff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow. So the burger, the bun has an ooze.
I'm doing a picture of
the a big U in front of it.
I'm already seeing juices kind of pouring out onto the lettuce. Are you guys taking pictures? My phone's thing.
Here, let's get them all together.
Okay.
I'm going to take one.
Cool.
I like this with the podcast.
I know the equipment in the background. You hear those tots in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Sweet. Okay, cool.
Okay, so we're going to cut into it, I think. You got to see the
middle,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, we got the sauces.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Yeah, this is great. Thank
Madonna's
you.
Playing.
Oh, my God, of course. We were just talking about wearing rosaries and holidays playing.
She knew it.
We're about to cut into our fake bloody burgers.
This
is it's the sweet potato fries.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They cinnamony.
Okay. Why am I using a knife or a fork? Okay, what am I doing?
Cut this in half.
Well, it looked a little red. Like, it looks red.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's so red.
Tess, how are you
crazy.
Feeling?
I'm not
Ooh, it's
appetized.
Like medium. It's, like, cooked like it's medium.
Wow.
It looks like
this
medium.
Is crazy.
Okay. Oh, we forgot. We didn't look what it's made of. Ooh, it looks weird. I don't really. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, are we going to try this?
Are we? Okay, here we go.
Cool. All right, guys.
Wow, this is so red.
Oh, man, it's really good. It doesn't really taste like a burger.
It doesn't?
No.
But it's not far off.
Yeah, it's way closer than most veggie burgers.
This tastes meatier than what I'm used to.
It does. It tastes meaty.
How are you handling it?
Weird.
That?
It's okay. It's just not... It's really meaty.
I wonder if it's made of jackfruit, because jackfruit's like... the closest thing I've had to meat, and that's kind of what it's reminded me of.
I know it's got a bunch of pea protein in it.
Hmm.
I know that much. And it's got, like, heme is like the...
What a year for pea protein.
Pea protein?
Really having a year.
What else is pea protein doing?
It's like, it's replacing, like, soy, you know, because everyone's saying, like, shouldn't have too much soy.
Yeah. Thank God something is. I'm definitely getting the umami in this.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are
did
talking
I not
about.
Did I not get onion in mine? Oh, I like onion. Oh, well.
You might have got berries.
No, I don't have I got tomato on mine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got onion.
Wait, do you have onion on it? Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Oh, okay.
It's like grilled.
Mm.
These tots are out of control good.
Yeah, ma'am. Tots here, no joke.
All right. Well.
So we're eating these fake burgers.
They're very, like, American. They're very much, like, animal style, basically.
Yeah.
They've got, like,
the Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing, the grilled onions.
I think Sean would really like this.
Probably. This is a good sell for him.
Yeah.
For sure.
This is definitely a sell for guys who are like...
This is a take your boyfriend to get a veggie burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's just... I'm just having a hard time processing it. I mean, it's weird to look at. It's weird to taste.
Yeah. No, it really
sounds
does.
Sounds like me.
It looks... It does look, like, super raw inside. And, like, I know it's not.
But it's kind of an appealing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is redder than I would have most... than I would get a burger.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to get them red either,
mm-mm.
apparently.
Why?
Because it's, like, really bad for you.
Well, because once the meat has touched the oxygen, like, that's when it can pick up, like, diseases and stuff. But, like, that's why you can have a steak rare because the inside has never, like, been exposed.
Interesting.
But a burger's been ground, so it's, like, all been
the
exposed.
The whole thing's been exposed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys don't really eat that much red meat anyway, right?
Not really. I like, want, like, once a month, usually around my period, I really want, like, a burger or, like, a really good steak. So I think I just want the iron from it. Mm-hmm. But that's, like, about...
Yeah, I'll get a hardcore craving for that once in a while.
Yeah. It's, like, not... doesn't happen very often. But every once in a while, and then I'm just like, oh, I need to, like... that's, like, my body telling me I need that specific thing. But...
that's how I feel about root beer floats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, root beer floats when I'm hungover are, like, my god.
The best. So refreshing. All right, guys. We are going to keep...
we're going to chow down for a minute.
Yeah. We'll be right back so we're not just, like, jamming your ear holes with us eating. But be right back. We are back. Wow.
Guys.
We're done. We ate.
You heard our reactions.
Yeah. That was good. Fine.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. We walked out the restaurant, and when we were inside, we were packing up our equipment. We were like, should we wear our headphones and walk to the car? We're like, that's silly. Why would we do that? And we walk out of the restaurant. There's a little old man there that goes, is the burger impossible? Said that to us.
Which,
and then,
how did he know we got that?
I think he just saw the ad on the thing and was like, here's the thing I can say.
Lucky guess.
Yeah. And then that was cute for a second. Then he was like, where do you ladies live?
He said, where are you from?
Oh, where are you from?
And
where
I said, from? Heaven.
And we said, here. She said, heaven. I said, here. And then he was like, well, you're from Pasadena? And we're like, yeah. We're just, at that point, we were like, all right, stop talking
to me, man.
Yeah.
And then we're like, bye. And he's like, lots of tourists. And then he kept going.
Yeah, which
is fine. And then 5 seconds later, approached by another man.
Ugh. Literally, we were scurrying away from man A.
Yeah.
And bumped into man B.
Man B is coming towards us. He's talking, you know, kind of talking to himself. So we're like, all right, we'll see.
Walking against a red hand, by the way.
Right.
Jaywalking towards us.
While in traffic, asks if we speak Spanish. This man himself does not appear to speak Spanish.
No.
No, he sees Tess. He says, do you speak Spanish? And Tess says, un poquito. I was like, what are you doing? This is an hard ignore.
Well, at first, I didn't see him, and I thought it was someone who, like, had a question or something.
Yeah, because
I was like, no, don't answer this man.
I wasn't fully looking at him.
Well, it's funny, because he didn't have a Spanish question to follow it up with.
Oh, here he is.
Great, he's here.
Yeah.
He's
right there, getting angry at somebody.
Because he goes, you go un poquito, and he goes, what?
Yeah, and that's when I was like,
and then he said,
Jesus.
Oh, you a little bit? And then I was like, oh, God. And we couldn't cross yet.
Yeah.
And then he looks at Brandy, and he's like, oh, now he's walking. Now you walk on the fucking walk sign.
He's doing that thing where, like, it looks like he's holding a gun. Like, he's got his
he's holding his belt buckle, kind of.
He comes up, like, kind of, like, three quarters behind me, and he goes, you look like you're 13.
And she's like, no.
I was like, yep, I'm just going to ignore this. And then I have an undercut in the back of my head, by the way. And he goes, oh, you must be skinhead affiliated. And
he's like, shaved head? You must be skinhead affiliated.
Yeah, and I straightened up and I was like, buddy, exactly the opposite. Because I was just like, you're not going to call me a fucking skinhead in Pasadena, motherfucker.
And then I was like holding all the equipment, and so I had no hands free. I was just like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, and then he comes right into Brandy's ear.
Yeah.
And that's when we were like, leave. Yeah. We're good.
If he'd gotten any closer, I have a toothpick I was going to stab him in the eye with.
Yeah.
We were all like, it was like danger time.
Yeah. I was like,
danger time.
You know when your body starts being like.
Truly. Yeah, I was starting to tense up. I was like, man, I just ate an Impossible Burger. I don't know what I'm capable of. I was just given some sort of weird, grown in a lab strength of some kind. This is my superhero moment.
Not the time to fuck with us.
Yeah, and seriously.
We'll walk away and we go, have a good night. And he goes, I'll never have a good night as long as I'm not in bed with you.
I know.
I just love the idea that his entire life has been a nightmare because he's not in bed with us.
Oh, wait. And then also we called him dude and he said, dude, something on a donkey's ass.
I said, get out of here, dude. He said, don't call me dude. Do you know what a dude is?
A dude's a thing on a donkey's ass.
Yeah, he didn't know what. It was something on a donkey's ass.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking? Get out.
Maybe that's where the word dude comes from.
I mean, I think that something donkey related, probably.
I mean, who knows? Whatever.
Anyway, lots happened in two blocks. Back
Pasadena
to, oh wait,
is
I don't
know. No, keep on straight. Keep on straight.
I don't know if
straight,
it's Pasadena
straight to the left.
Or okay, the moon.
Yeah, this was, and like Pasadena, it's like a very unassuming place.
Yeah. cat.
Yeah, what? Which is how they get you. They don't. You don't expect to have but to like, run into the crazies.
That stuff, you know, we live like in very populated places, and that shit does not happen.
No, it does not happen in LA.
Brings it hard.
Yeah. I have like three homeless dudes that I see on a regular basis every day in Eagle Rock. They're like my buddies, and like. None of them or their friends do that shit ever.
Neither of these guys was homeless.
No.
Second guy, maybe.
Me might be like a, I don't know.
I'd say I put the homeless odds at like less than
shit going on. Who knows?
There's definitely some sort of shit going on. Government assistance of some kind.
Yeah.
And that's not to judge government assistance, but this guy is not making it on his own. The rent's in LA. He's not pulling that on his own.
But he looked clean cut.
He did.
Yeah. That's true. He was clean. It was just, God, it was a lot. Yeah. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
And we didn't decide. And thank God we weren't wearing. Can you imagine what they would have been saying if we were wearing
exactly.
these headsets?
God damn it.
We could have really gotten serious.
Boy. Don't you ever call me a fucking skinhead, motherfucker.
Oh my God.
Ooh, God. I think I grew bristles, you guys.
He was so up in your grill. I was like,
he was very, very close. That shit happens, man. I get like, I get, and like, I am like not friendly. And like, I do not put out friendly vibes, but like, Jesus, I am that person to a lot of people. Ugh, it's so frustrating.
I remember, I think I talked about this, but I was on a date and these like, we were like sitting on a park bench and it was like late and these two guys came from either side of us and stepped in front of us and started talking. We were like, whoa, and it was like terrifying.
Fuck.
And they were just drunk Australian guys. Ugh. And they were like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, we're on a date.
Yeah.
And then they would not leave us alone. Like, oh, you guys gonna like hook up? Like, don't fuck him yet.
Ugh,
and
fuck
I was
you.
Like, hey, get like, you guys need to go. We're
leave.
And they were stupid because we were at the Echo Park Lake and we could have pushed them into the lake. Like,
oh my God, that'd
but
be amazing.
My whole body like went on alert because we were like, it was like, you know, felt
fight or
dangerous.
Flight.
Yeah. No,
and then,
for sure.
And then like they like wouldn't leave us alone, and I just got really aggressive and I was like, get the fuck out of here, and I screamed at them, and then they like scurried off.
Yeah.
I was just like, what are you fucking doing, you assholes?
I know. He was pretty close to getting clapped at in his face as if he were a possum on my fucking porch. So he was like, okay, pest, I will treat you as such.
Yeah.
Bye.
Wow, what a gauntlet we've
that
thrown down.
Not the dessert we were looking for.
This is not the like quiet Wednesday night in Pasadena I had expected. I take it back. Maybe don't put your parents in Old Town.
Yeah.
It's not the Old Town I remember.
I still think the mom's probably like Old Town.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, it's still safer than most places.
The first guy was harmless.
The first guy was charming.
He was a little old man.
He was like an ancillary character in Moonlighting. Or Moonlight, sorry. Yeah. What's the one with Cher?
Yeah, that's Moonlighting. Moonstruck.
Moonlighting is Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah. Moonstruck. Oh, man. Nick Cage and Moonstruck.
Can we talk about how Cher threw shade at someone on Twitter
yesterday?
Oh, my God. Ugh, guys, I know you're hearing this a while away, but it was truly.
This is an evergreen story.
Truly. Because Cher posted about how we should all be taking in, like, DACA recipients to, like, a sanctuary. Like, that's the least we can fucking do because, you know. Fuck Trump and all this
shit. Yeah, she was like, I'll open my home to dreamers and DACA recipients.
Some troll.
Oh, God, just
she
tweets.
Goes, I'll believe it when I see it, Cher.
Mm-hmm. Cher. She just went, watch me, bitch.
No. She said, then keep your eyes open, bitch.
Oh, that's it. Keep your eyes open, bitch.
Fucking incredible. Then keep your eyes open, bitch.
Can you imagine?
Then keep your eyes open, bitch.
Can you imagine if Cher tweeted that at you? What you would do?
I would die happy.
I would faint. I don't know what. To have 1/10 of an interaction with Cher would be life changing.
I just imagine this lady in her fucking, like, just, like going to her job. And this lady looked like a cat calendar.
She was totally a cat calendar.
She's probably the third at work. This is the third thing she's ever written on the internet.
Right.
Truly. Yeah. She has three fucking followers.
Cher, then keep your eyes open, bitch. That was so hardcore. Fuck.
It's really beautiful. Man, to incur the wrath of Cher. Whew.
Yeah. Damn. Really a Carol.
Yeah.
Getting some Cher.
It's a total, it's a real Carol move right there. If she had friends, I would say that they should, crochet that thing onto a fucking pillow for her. But I don't know.
I got into a fight with an internet guy today. God, people are just so fucking dumb. Ugh. Our friend tweeted something about getting a tattoo on her butt, mm-hmm. and he was like, as a hetero male, should this turn me on? Just asking.
Fuck off.
What does that mean? Also, you don't need to talk about your fucking boners all the time. No. We don't need to know if you have a boner over us.
Stop hoisting your boners on us.
Yeah. Yes. Here's the thing. Most of our decisions are we make on a daily basis are not for your boner or lack of boner. We don't think about them.
And it was literally like she said on a cheek. So it was like the mention of a butt.
Ooh, a cheek of a buttocks. Oh my God.
So I tweeted him and I was like, hey, how about you not say this to a woman? And he was like, who the fuck's talking to you?
He said, the fuck?
I don't know.
But that was the sentiment.
Whatever. He was like, who's talking to you? Have I ever met you? And I was like, no, but you said something stupid, and I'm trying to remind you that you can keep those things inside.
Yeah, keep them inside. Nobody gives a fuck about your boner. You've never used it.
You said this on a public forum.
Yeah. You've never made a woman come if you say that kind of shit to people online, too. I could just adopt you.
No. Definitely not.
Yeah. Fuck you.
What's that little thing?
That's red herring. That is the only restaurant with a second story in Eagle Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I saw someone sitting in the second story and was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
A little upstairs.
That's Eagle Rock for you. Someone's in a second story and everything feels like it's a muck.
Yep. Basically. God. Yeah, the internet's the worst, you guys.
It is.
The internet's the worst, but Cher is the best.
Yeah. That's, no, truly.
She's really been killing it.
Yeah.
Well, usually not that good on Twitter either.
No.
I love her Twitter. Don't get me wrong.
Well, she has her own language.
It's very emoticon based, a lot of caps.
Yeah. It feels like she's like writing to a twin that doesn't understand what she's saying.
Yeah. She's got her own twin language, but it's just her.
It's very Mel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe she's writing to Sunny. Maybe that was their language.
Oh, I hope so.
I was at the Rose Bowl parade the morning Sonny Bono died.
Really? Oh, because it was like New Year's Day.
It was New Year's Day. I'd just gotten a maple scone from Starbucks. I'd been up all night.
How do you remember all of that?
I don't know. I was wearing lime green jeans with a carpenter belt loop.
Wow.
And I heard on someone else's transistor radio that Sonny Bono had died.
I do not remember anything from my life. I can't remember this.
I don't remember where I was when Sonny died. It wasn't a big one for me.
Some things just stick with you.
Yeah. Angela Lovell, past guest of the show, when she was living in L.A., she apartment managed a place that had Sonny and Cher's first apartment in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
And it was the smallest studio apartment that I've ever seen in my entire life. Truly, it was tiny. It was like
they were just like, in there, and they're like, "All right, I got you, babe." Stuck together.
It was like literally test like the size of your closet, kind of like your closet, like your closet and your bathroom was like what the apartment looked like. It was so small.
Dang.
Yeah, it was really intense. I was like, "How do they not kill each other? That doesn't make any sense."
They were just always conjoined at the genitals. I mean, this was Sonny and Cher in the '60s.
Yeah, truly,
hot couple.
Yeah. Is Cher small? Is she like a little person?
She's tall, I think.
Is she?
I think she's tall, but obviously very skinny.
Yeah. I think she's a tall.
I can never tell like how tall, like, I don't know. Celebrities always surprise you with
Sonny,
that shit.
But
yeah. But I think he was a little man.
I mean, Cher has the tallest of spirits.
Yeah. Yes. She feels very tall.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of headdresses and stuff, so we don't know.
Right. It's tough to.
Yeah, definitely.
I had my hairdresser actually was cracking me up last time I saw him because he has one Trump supporter candidate, and he was like, I've been meaning to keep it like neutral, you know, like we don't talk about politics. She's been seeing me for like, oh, kitty. She's been seeing me for like 15 years. And then last time she was here,
oh, no.
She said that she hated Cher.
Oh, bye,
and
bitch,
I was
bye.
Like, no. And we were both like, no. And then I guess after this woman
Wait, who
left,
is this?
This woman that was my hairdresser. Then I guess after she left, she texted him and she was like, I'm sorry about what I said about Cher. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, she knew. She knew she fucked up.
Also, how? How could you possibly hate her?
She just hates that she talks about her politics.
Oh.
Fuck off. I mean, that's the most annoying thing in the world. And people are like, maybe stick to entertaining.
Like, yeah, we're people. We live, like...
Yeah. Exactly. Monkey doesn't just dance for you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
like,
we're full human beings.
Like Chrissy Teigen says, we're humans too.
Seriously. Ugh, God, that's so annoying.
This kitty's really cute.
This is one of the cats that I'm trying to trick into being friends with me.
Yeah, it's a little calico.
I'm definitely going to get out and try to trick it to be friends
with
me.
Yeah, he's more friendly than Orange Kitty, but...
Yeah.
He's getting... really concentrating on something right now.
Yeah.
He chills out here. He hangs out in a trailer park sometimes, too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Kitties have a wide range.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because there's a lot of, like, cars, and, like, they can get on top of a few of the houses, so they sun themselves up on top of the Winnebago over there.
Dream. Yes.
It's really good. Yeah. Fat Cat just stays on his lawn around the corner. He doesn't leave.
I love him so much.
Truly.
Stupid idiot.
Like, Curly is my favorite. Oh,
Wait, what about... That's not Baby?
No, no. Curly and Baby are both interchangeable names.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Curly is Baby. The owner... the owner, his Christian name is Curly, but the owner also calls him Baby, and I knew him as Baby first, but then one day the owner was like, oh, but his name is also Curly.
Right, so, I mean, he's Baby to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's Curly Baby.
Everyone leaves Baby on the lawn.
I gotta get a video of him digging a hole sometimes. He's got this one hole that on the lawn next to him.
Cats don't do that.
No, the Baby does. He just digs, and it's like all of his rolls just move slowly.
I can see him just being like, I gotta get my reps in.
Yeah, truly. It's him just like slowly digging a hole.
He's phoning it in. He's like, I worked out, but it's like people that get a Fitbit and then walk around the block.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
I check the box.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. He's amazing. He's like one of those like guys that's like built, but like also fat. You know what I mean?
Right, right. He's stocky.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, like yeah. yeah.
He's a exactly. Chris, what's the Chris that was married to Anna Faris?
Pratt. Oh, Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Old Chris Pratt.
He's single now, so.
Yeah. I think he's my least favorite Chris.
Really?
I think he's hottest, but he's also like secret Republican, so.
He's a Republican?
Yeah, he's a secret Republican.
But I think he's my. I think I'm most attracted hotness to him, wise, the Chris's.
I think Pine, because for me, he rescued a pit bull from my shelter.
He's a good dude, too. See, that's the thing. The other three Chris's are like, especially Evans and Pine, are like super fucking woke. Like, they're really, like, Chris Evans goes in hard on Twitter, and, like, that makes me love him a lot.
I think it's just Parks and Rec, honestly.
Yeah.
He's really cute.
That's, like,
Andy is really sweet.
I can't really get past Andy.
Yeah.
He's just squishably delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah, Hemsworth I can kind of take or leave, but I did see Hemsworth host SNL, and he was the most beautiful person I've seen within...
And he's the one in...
Thor.
Ghostbusters?
Yes, Ghostbusters.
Okay. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's really funny and stupid. And, like, literally seeing him, like, there was one sketch on his episode of SNL where, you know that, like, that Dolce and Gabbana sketch they do?
Kitty's on the move.
Oh, yeah, Kitty's gone.
He just moved a couple feet. He's fine.
No, I don't know.
It's like two porn stars that are like in witness protection, but they're like they're doing like perfume ads or something.
Okay.
And it's like always like with pillars and there's lots of flowing garments and everything. And Chris Hemsworth was like the third one. He was another porn star, but he came out in a Speedo and a silk robe that was open, and they put a Beyonce fan on him. And they did that sketch right in front of us. And when you watch it on TV, that sketch bombs because everyone is silent.
Oh, because he's so hot?
Yeah. Even, like, literally, like, the Midwest dads weren't laughing. Like, nobody, literally, like, there's a dad that was in front of us that just went, whoa. Like, it was,
yeah, and someone's that attractive, you just freeze.
And it's Donna, like, literally, it's the Thor in front of you. Like, literally, there's a reason that he's that person. It was, like, insane. It's so funny watching that sketch, because, like, there's no fucking laughter in the studio, and it's because, like, everyone that is sitting right in front of it happening was, like, this is too much.
Yeah, like, I can't be distracted by your utter hotness and laugh. There's just no way.
Yeah, you can't be funny right now.
Obviously, Johnny Depp fucking sucks, but, like, please imagine Johnny Depp when the first Pirates of the Caribbean came out.
Yeah.
Like, this is first Johnny Depp, first time being Jack Sparrow.
Truly.
I went to a SAG screening of Pirates of the Caribbean where he did a Q&A. And you know I got there early, and I was, like, in the second row.
Oh, truly.
And afterwards,
did you bring your business cards?
Yeah, I confess that I had some embarrassing business cards.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we weren't talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, I had some business cards made up. Gave them to the wrong people.
Everybody has one set of business cards they regret, I think.
Yeah. You know, you're doing well if that's all you have, really. Mm-hmm. I didn't bring the business cards with us. I was just here to see Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the Q&A, he stood up, and he was wearing a jean jacket, and he's really tall and, like, just...
Oh, that's surprising.
He's like bigger than you think, and like just
yeah,
physically hot. Like, he has heat coming off of him.
Yeah,
and he stands up and he goes, "Is it just me? or is it really hot in this theater? I'm not kidding you. And then he slowly takes off his jean jacket, and you could just hear 300 pussies simultaneously. Like the room just got silent, and everyone's breath just left them.
Oh my God.
And he just slowly took off his jacket and revealed like a Hanes beefy tee underneath and sat back down.
That's so hot.
That's hilarious. Oh, me?
Just want to see a guy in jeans and a t-shirt, Magic Mike.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Truly. Truly. Oh, my God.
That really is the best look.
I got to plug this Channing Tatum project. If you guys haven't watched Comrade Detective.
Oh,
I need to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Is that a TV show or a movie?
It's a TV show on Amazon, and it's so crazy, and it makes me love Channing even more because it's like, the premise of the show is that it's like a fake found footage Soviet Russia like detective show that they basically like dubbed over in American.
Yeah, they say it was a Russian show that they're dubbing over for America, but they just made the show.
They just made the show. Yeah. And like Channing does introductions for every episode, and he's just like, well, in this episode, it's very Darth Marenghi.
It's very Darth, yeah. It's like show inside a show.
Straight up. It's like so weird.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's really funny because there's this one scene where like, he's like the detective guy. The game Monopoly is like a big part of a clue for figuring something out. And he like takes it to this prison for like enemies of the state to tell him what the fuck this is. And they're like, oh, it's a Monopoly. It's a game where you try to buy all of the property from other people so you leave them homeless. So, and then you win when you've taken everything from everyone else. And he's like, what the fuck is this? Evil game. This is the way you people live in America, and it is like it's everything is just like it's amazing. It's so funny. It's so well done, and like it's so goofy, and it just made me love Channing even more. I was like,
it's
you're
such
a weirdo.
A genius idea. He's so weird.
He's so weird. It makes me so happy that he's so weird.
Yeah, I gotta go watch that.
Yeah, it's really really fun. It's so stupid.
Fun and stupid.
Yeah, I love
I like
it a lot.
Those things.
Truly,
fun and stupid Channing Tatum.
Yeah, oh, he's great. It just makes me happy that like of all the things that he could do, that's what he like because he's like hot, but he's also like yeah, I'm hot. Who cares? Like that's interesting,
right,
but I'm also like going
he's
to explore
just
the
enough
other
of
shit.
A butterface.
Yeah. He's got to really work for his hotness.
Yes, he definitely does have to work for his hotness.
Yeah.
I'll
never forget, not that Beyonce has to work for her hotness, but when I was working at the Chili's in Westwood in college, I remember being...
That's the UCLA Chili's for those.
It was the UCLA Chili's on Westwood Boulevard. Yeah, I quit that job because I wanted to go sailing one day, and my boss was like, you can't call in sick. The gymnastics competition is today. And I was like, oh, I'm calling in sick.
We have a lot of chicken fingers to run today.
It was. And I was like, all right, then I'm calling in quit. But I was in the kitchen at that Chili's. I remember talking to another waitress about Beyonce, and she was like, everyone wants to be Beyonce, but you have to work so hard to have Beyonce's body, because if she doesn't work out, her body doesn't look like she doesn't have like a naturally.
She's got a really
She has a high maintenance hot.
Yeah, right. No, for sure.
But
Absolutely.
As we always say, you know, also an entire team of people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's every hot, like super hot person has a team. You know, next level, no, that kind of hot.
Wait for a team.
I just want to be.
Love a team. Please let us know if you want to join our team.
Please be our team.
Yeah. If you guys can just like make me like season three hot, I'm fine with
that. Yeah, season three hot is great.
What's the hottest season?
I feel like people get hottest. No, the longer the seasons go on.
No, I think so too, but I'd be happy staying at three. I'd be happy with the season
three.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Okay.
I like, you know, if you can get me there, I can maybe do a little bit more myself. But like, if you can like help me get to that point.
See, for me, this is as hot as I can make myself. So everything from here on out is your work.
Right.
I have no more cards to
put on
the table.
You know, we always like record the podcast when all of us are in like pajamas and stuff because we're really busy
and lazy as far as getting dressed goes.
So if anybody wants to come be our pre-podcast team,
oh my god, that would be
so
great.
We can like just be like full on like made up for the podcast. We'll do a lot of live, you know, live video. We'll do a lot of content,
and I would like to be styled.
I'll buy me some fucking clothes.
Send me some clothes.
I don't know what
tell
I'm
me
doing.
What to wear.
Yeah,
because left to my own devices, I just wear the same fucking maxi dress with no bra every day.
If you had to wear one brand for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, God, that's hard. That's really
hard.
I
mean, you would like it to be something expensive, but I've never bought expensive shit, so I wouldn't know what the nice shit is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just tough because I want different things from, like, my fancy brands and my comfort brands.
I mean, unfortunately, H&M has treated me the best, so probably
H&M. You're gonna go H&M?
I don't want it to be.
I'm going to go Lululemon.
Oh, yeah. I'm going Fred Perry. That's mine.
I mean, I don't even know what that is. I know it's the monkey thing, right?
What?
Oh, I was thinking of the monkey.
I know the monkey thing. No.
That's a different one.
That's someone
else. Like Michael Perry.
Fred Perry, those like, Alan wears a lot of Fred Perry. It's like those like kind of polo shirts that have like the two lines and like the little, it's like a tennis brand from the UK that was like adopted into second wave ska music basically.
Oh, okay.
And they've got a really cool line of they've just got so much like cool shit, and they do these really awesome collaborative collections with like Amy Winehouse and a lot of reggae artists.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
And if I had like fuck you money, I would throw away my entire wardrobe and only buy Fred Perry. That's all I would wear.
I mean, what do I drool over? Yeah, Balenciaga. Yeah. I mean, like I love Louis Vuitton. I love the shit, but like would I live in it? If I'm honest and I had all the money in the world, I would still just want to wear some flattering yoga pants.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know because I wouldn't. It's like, sure, I would like the expensive version of H&M, but I don't know what that is because I've never worn it or put it on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I think something that would fit, something that fits me. That's all I want.
Yeah. Well, expensive clothes fit pretty well. Yeah. Usually.
I don't know.
Yeah. It is fun when you put on like a pair of like really nice jeans and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Instead of like the 15 pairs of jeans that don't actually look that good to me in there.
Yeah. I think I dialed in my jeans number a while ago. I know exactly what I'm doing there.
Yeah.
Because jeans, you got to just spend the money because a nice pair of jeans will last you a long time.
Yeah. They really will last a long time. Yeah.
Joe's jeans, by the way, if anyone else.
That's your move?
Has an ass. Yeah.
Joe's jeans?
Anyone else has an ass.
No, they're good if you have a butt.
Okay.
Joe's jeans.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, guys.
exciting episode.
Guys, we're sitting outside of Tessa's house.
We're sitting outside of Tessa's house in the dark.
I feel like we're like waiting for my parents to come.
Looks like we're waiting to pick somebody up.
Where's Sean?
Sean's recording.
Oh, okay.
Dad's recording his football podcast.
Perfect. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. This weekend, we're going to be in Portland at the All Jane Comedy Festival. Doing a live podcast, doing some stand-up.
Come check us out. If you don't follow us on Twitter, obviously follow us there, Lady Comedy. We'll have all of our dates. All of our individual Twitters will have it too, but check us out on there for all the info on podcasts and stand-up and stuff.
And at the end of this month, we're also going to be at Fest in Gainesville, Florida. So, we're all over the place.
Yeah, so...
come see us somewhere.
Pretty hot and heavy October. Get
Seeing
ready.
Seeing us is not impossible. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.